Hello, and welcome to the Books and Bones podcast, where we discuss books and their film adaptations. We are your hosts, Jin and Jelena, and today we are welcoming you back and introducing the book we're reading this month, Howl's Moving Castle.
Wow, very nice.
Thank you, thank you. That was not my third try doing that.
It hasn't been that long, but it feels like it's been long.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We took a bit of a break there, but now we're back. We have a new name. We have a new format going forward.
New all around. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm a little nervous, but I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, me too.
I'm looking forward to the books we're reading for this year.
Yeah, especially this one.
This one?
This one has been on the back burner for a bit, and I'm
like a year.
Yeah, and I'm excited that we're finally going to be able to do this one.
I can't wait. Honestly, I did not know this was a book. Like, Howl's was a book.
I knew that. I got this book as a gift for my birthday one year, I think.
And you're like, huh?
Yeah. What? I was like, what?
I can't even remember when I actually first watched the movies. I think it was honestly when we were doing Cineplex had the Studio Ghibli festival.
Yeah.
I think that's the first time I ever watched the movie, because Princess Mononoke was also the first time I watched that during that festival.
Mm-hmm.
But had you and your friends not invited me to watch Howl's Moving Castle, I probably never would have watched it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was with you. Really? Wasn't I? Well, then when did I watch the movie?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I thought I was with you.
Okay. I think Howl's was the first movie that we watched in this this film fest.
Oh, I don't know. Anyways, I digress.
So we're going to be testing out a new format. It might change in the future, it might not, but we're going to be posting on Mondays instead of Wednesdays, and we're going to do a little prequel, maybe, like what we're doing today, and then we're going to do the book episode and then the movie episode. Subject to change, but this is kind of what we're doing right now.
Kind of works for us, but we also have a couple of collabs in the future. We have a few guests that are going to be on the show, and really looking forward to that, because I've been wanting to do that for a really long time.
Yeah.
And finally, it's going to work out, I think. But I'm really excited about that, because one of the books is my absolute favorite.
Oh yeah.
I'm not going to announce it yet, but we're going to be doing a lot of different books this year.
I'm excited to do some of the books and movies that, like, I want to do, too. Like,
yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, because I'm like, officially, you know, part of it full time. I'm not in school anymore, so I can devote time to, like, reading,
like, research and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what we know about Howl's Moving Castle.
So, I've seen the Studio Ghibli movie. That was amazing. One of my favorite Studio Ghibli movies. I have not read the book, even though I've had it for several years in my library. It's just been sitting there. But yeah, I'm excited to read it.
Me too. I already I started reading it, and I learned some stuff about the story that I didn't even know. Mm-hmm. Like, just about characters. Like, really small things.
Yeah.
And it's a trilogy.
Yeah, that's right.
I had no idea. Also, okay, when I was looking for the book, still couldn't go to the store at the time, but I found it on Apple Books for $2.99 for three books.
That's amazing.
That's like, a steal of a deal.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And, like, I don't usually like reading on the iPad, but it's so convenient sometimes because chapters or whatever other books are may not have the book at the time.
Yeah, or, like, if you order online, you know,
or you have to wait.
Or
may not come on time.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I know about the book is, like, this meme I saw where it was comparing Sophie and Howl in the book and them in the movie, and the personalities are different, so that's literally all I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's kind of all I know about the book so far, because I think,
obviously, I'm not that far yet, but
because I think Sophie and Howl kind of, like, butt heads more in the book, and then in the movie it's kind of like Sophie's like, oh, Howl, oh, he would never look at me, you know, I'm too plain, and You know, she's very... Well, like, when before she, like, gets the curse put on her, you know?
Yeah.
She's very, like, oh, you know, no one really pays attention. Oh. But that's all I know so far.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm excited to read the book.
When I had announced the book we were reading for mm-hmm. February,
yeah,
I didn't know that there were other adaptations that the Studio Ghibli did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't do my research to see if it was a book before a movie, but so there's more to add to the list.
Yeah.
Oh, so I have, like, this thing where I like to have a movie playing in the background when I'm sleeping. Like, it's a bad habit. Like, I don't need it. It's almost like a nightlight for me. But I switch between Howl's Spirited Away, or, oh my gosh, what's that other one with the cat?
Oh, Whisper of the Heart?
Whisper of the Heart, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really, really, really love the soundtrack. It's just so soothing. I'll listen to the soundtrack when I'm working because it just, like, mm-hmm. it's very easy to listen to and, like,
mm-hmm.
you know.
The first songs on the Howl soundtrack and Spirited Away soundtrack are, like, top tier.
And, like, sitting in the car,
I'll just listen to it and cry.
But yeah, I don't know what else to say about what we're doing this month, to be honest.
I think that's pretty much it. Like,
this was kind of just like a welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome back.
Welcome back
to your two favorite sisters.
Yes. That's
Hopefully you guys stick around and watch us grow.
We love to have you. That's all I had to say.
Oh, I thought you were gonna have, like, this big monologue.
I know, you looked at me and I was like, no, that's literally all I was gonna say.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, we're very open to having guests on the show, so if you would like to be a part of the discussion, whether it's a book or a movie,
mm-hmm.
or even both, let us know. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Or if you have any suggestions as to what we should do for that third episode, or if you like where things are going, you know.
What do you want?
Whatever you want to hear, we will oblige.
We will work it out.
We will work it out. That's it. Welcome back again.
We're back.
Just a quick reminder, the next episode is going to be the book episode, and that will be out on 15th.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week. Again, let us know if you have any book suggestions that we should cover this year. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, feel free to send us an email. But with that, you can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And we will see you next Monday.
See you later.
Bye.